This is Bronson Hermuth. I'm coming to you from the studio in Franklin, Tennessee today. I have the honor of sitting with musician, guitar player, guitar teacher, artist, songwriter, guitar virtuoso, Gary Talley. Gary, thank you for doing this.
Sure, my pleasure.
How old were you when you started playing guitar?
I started when I was about 9 or 10 years old. I started putting my dad's guitar on my lap and sitting on the couch and just playing around with it, like picking out melodies. But I didn't really get serious about it until I was about, I guess, 12 or 13, and my dad showed me how to play You Are My Sunshine, you know, three chords, G, C, and D, that's, or maybe D7, I forget which one he showed me. But anyway, that's when I really started getting serious about it, and then I just played every spare moment, you know, and he showed me some things. And then, of course, I was really into, this was even pre-Beatles. This was like, I think the folk music craze was going on, you know, so the Kingston Trio and all those guys.
And what year would that have been?
It would have been in the early 60s somewhere. I don't know, 62 or somewhere like that, 61, 62, somewhere right in there. I'm not really sure.
Well, where are you originally from?
Memphis.
So what was your first gig professionally?
I played with this little band called the In Crowd when I was in high school. And we played, you know, cover tunes of the day. And that would have been 1965. And we played over in Wynn, Arkansas. Now, we'd played before for free, but this was the first time we got paid. So we went over to Wynn, Arkansas, and played a little gig, and I maybe got a few dollars. That was my first professional gig, I guess. And then that was really the first band that I played in that got paid. And then the second band that I ever played in that got paid was the DeVilles, which turned into the Box Tops.
And how did you become a member of the Box Tops?
Well, actually, the DeVilles were around. It was one of the local Memphis bands, and their lead singer, it was Ronnie in the DeVilles, and so he went in the Army. So they were looking for another singer, and they found Alex Chilton. And so it was still the DeVilles. So John Evans called me and said, "We need a guitar player for the DeVilles. Do you want to do it?" And I said, "Sure." So that's how I got in with Alex and them, and that group became the Box Tops.
After the Box Tops, it blew me away. I've known you and of you for a long time as a guitar player and as being in the Box Tops. What was your first gig as a guitar player? I mean, after the Box Tops, had someone brought you in to play on a record?
First one was, I think it might have been, this is odd, people don't even know, Sam Cooke had a brother named Dave at Sounds of Memphis Studios. We cut an album on Dave Cook, Sam's brother, but Dave couldn't sing. So that might have been the first. There were some artists in Memphis who we cut records on. There was a guy named, I think his name was Bo Roberts. And then there was, we cut an album on Billy Lee. Remember Billy Lee Riley from the old Sun Rockabilly days?
Sure.
Ace Cannon. I did an album with Ace Cannon. So probably Billy Lee Riley and Ace Cannon might have been the first people I recorded with after the Box Tops that were name acts, I guess.
Then you left the Memphis and you went to Atlanta.
Yeah, I went to Atlanta. I was doing sessions at Universal Studios after Sounds of Memphis Studios. That was owned by Jerry Butler. There was a big change of personnel there. So we got an offer, the rhythm section, which was myself and Roy Yeager, the drummer, and George Doges, a keyboard player. So we got an offer to come to Atlanta and be the rhythm section that did all the stuff that the Atlanta rhythm section wasn't going to do now because they were their own band. They had their own records out.
Right.
So the Atlanta rhythm section, they were the rhythm section in Atlanta, pretty much, who played on everything and all the demos for Lowry Publishing and all that stuff. So this bunch of Memphis guys came in and sort of took over some of their, well, we didn't take over, But we began playing on a lot of the Lowry demos and some of the Atlanta artists that the rhythm section had been doing. And then most of us started doing jingles with Doppler Studios. We cranked out a lot of jingles. We did Coca-Cola and Dodge Vans and McDonald's and all this stuff. So, and I did a lot of live work in Atlanta, too. So in the 70s, I was doing record sessions and jingle sessions and live stuff in Atlanta. And people would come to town like John Phillips of the Mamas and Papas or Tennessee Ernie Ford. And they would need a band, and so I backed up a whole lot of those artists who came to Atlanta during the 70s.